the Saturday Lunch Brigade, and it's good to have you here. I was just joking a minute ago about Ricky and I were doing our coordinated making sure that folks in our theater can hear us, and I get a little bit louder, a little bit. It's one of those volume switches that is 360 degrees, but I think about half a degree is useful. We need to figure out a way to make that work a little bit better. It's really great. We've got a couple teachers here, Dan Marcus and Ben Shannon. They're also fine musicians. And we also have Celeste Shannon with us today. And they're going to perform together. We'll get to know all of them throughout the time they spend here. Ben is going to be playing at Club Cafe next week. We'll talk about that too. But let's begin by listening to a song. Here's Ben Shannon.
Well, I wandered through the hallways of 100 different schools, the strange and lonesome target of sadists and of fools. And I measured out my life under education's rules. I was lost in the land of learning. Well, Miss Frysmith was a devil. She'd tear up what I'd write. She called it chicken scrabble and she cackled with delight. And I bent two of my fingers back and broke them out of spite. I was lost in the land of learning. Well, I was lost,
left behind,
losing my mind,
a little bit of
joy. Well, she dragged me by my ear and she sat me in the back, where we talked wrong or we thought wrong. We had a crooked back and we couldn't learn a thing, she said, and tied us to the tracks. We were lost in the land of learning. Well, and they pushed us in the hallways, they made us hold our knees, and they smacked us with their paddles, satisfying their disease. And it echoed through the halls with cruel efficiency. We were lost in the land of learning. Well, we were lost,
left behind,
losing our minds
a little bit at a time.
But we were lost,
left behind,
losing our minds
a little bit at a time.
Coaches, they drilled us and they filled our idle hands, and they marched us in battle with their playbooks full of plans. And we cracked our heads together as the cheers rose from the stands. We were lost in the land of learning. Well, and they standardized and charged us with batteries of tests, and multiple intelligence became multiple guests, and the smart felt smarter while the careless caught some rest. Lost in the land of learning. Well, we were lost,
left behind,
losing our minds
a little bit at a time.
But we were lost,
left behind,
losing our minds
a little bit at a time.
In the land of learning, yeah.
That is as well-crafted a song as you, I think, could ask for. Lost in the Land of Learning, Ben Shannon. I think I've heard that song once before. And maybe how, when did you write that, Ben?
Oh, that's probably few years now.
Yeah, I really had a chance this time to listen very carefully, not only the message to that song, but just the craft and the writing, the alliteration, and some of the metaphors that are shown there are just terrific. You've always loved to write, I imagine, except maybe when you're chicken chicken scratch or whatever she called it. Is she real?
She's real, yeah. Miss Frysmith was real. She was a very abusive teacher at Fulton Elementary School. And she hit kids. She pulled hair. She ridiculed children, especially me, in front of the class.
Oh, my goodness.
And she told me I couldn't learn.
We had teachers like that, too. Yeah. We could share stories about that sometime. But when did you discover the gift that you have and, I guess, the passion? One of my favorite quotes is, I hate to write but love to have written. The writing, you know, writing can be very, very difficult. But
that song was one that was really like sort of catching the tail of a dragon and getting carried along. I knew it was a big song. And, you know, after a while, you kind of outgrow writing about your emotional response to, you know, varied relationships. And you start wanting to write about bigger topics. And, you know, I figured, what bigger topic than, you know, our main rite of passage, education. But, you know, we had some experiences in the 70s and 80s that were pretty rough.
Yeah.
And I enjoyed it. I enjoy writing songs. It's pretty much, I call myself a writer, and then I have the opportunity to teach, and which is, I'm very grateful for.
Yeah, I think of you that way as well, and I think most folks who know you think of you that way. Defining somebody by their profession is tough to do when you're with very creative people. There's so much more I want to talk about, and I also want to talk to Dan and Celeste, but why don't we move into another song? I want to be sure we get as much music in as we can.
Great.
What would you like to play next?
Well, this one's a song about coming home, and I wrote it as an ode to my grandmother and grandfather who lived in Florida for a while and then moved to Alabama, which is where my mom's side of the family's from. And he would always say, when you're from Florida and you have a grain of sand in your shoe and you leave home, you'll always return back. That grain of sand will always lead you back home. So I started thinking about it, and this is a song I wrote with a guy named Bob Ray from Colorado. He's from Durango. And so this is a co-write.
Can you play that just A minor chord? Let me see if I can. All right.
Wender would have went to paradise. He rented a moving van. Sarah sat shotgun with a silver wedding band. And she'd miss Alabama, but she could understand when he told her that his feet were missing that Sarasota sand. It was Christmas in a trailer and dinner from a can. And in the shade of the cypress trees, they laid out all their plans. And they could have no guarantee when they went hand in hand. The seeds they'd sow would ever grow in the Sarasota sand. Oh, well, there's some to find their way back home. There's some that never can. And there's those that leave no footprints in the Sarasota sand. Tides rolled in and the tides rolled out on Durwood's promised land. And he left this world behind, holding Sarah's hand.
And she stayed home long enough to rent a moving van. And she left behind a lifetime in the Sarasota sand. Oh, well, there's some that find their way back home. There's some that never can. And there's those that leave no footprints in the Sarasota sand. Oh, well, there's some that find their way back home. And there's some that never can. And there's those that leave no footprints in the Sarasota sand.
We let every word count here. It's one of the few times I'll allow dead air. We got to get every ring out of those. Hey, Celeste, you have a beautiful voice. This is 13-year-old Celeste Shannon, and listening to you sing with your dad is pretty awesome. Have you sung for a long time, or tell me more about yourself?
Well, I've been singing with my dad, like his songs, for about 2 years, and I'm in a couple of choirs through the church that I sing with, and I've been singing with them since I was 10.
So the harmonies, are you picking those out yourself, or you're really a natural?
Yeah, I pick those out myself. I think I have an ear for harmony because I sing with a four-part choir, so I hear harmonies a lot.
Yeah, I closed my eyes on that last song because between you and your dad singing together, and then Ben is playing guitar, as is Dan Marcus, it's almost like two duets happening at once, the way the guitar parts come together and the way your voices are coming together. And of course, the trio, it's really, really exquisite. And you'll get a chance. Will you be at the Club Cafe show as well?
Yes, I will.
They're gonna sneak you in, which that show is going to be a week from today at Club Cafe. And it's an early show with music from 7 to 9. And if doors open at 6, and it's Saturday, January 18th, over on the south side. So you'll have a chance to catch these. As long as we should acknowledge Dan, too, for a second. Dan, you sound great, as always.
Thanks a lot.
And Dan is just... You must be playing with a number of folks these days.
Yeah, I do my own thing, and I play with a couple great friends that live here in the city. Emily Pinkerton, who I know I've played here with her, and Ben, and so I'm having a good time.
Who else are you playing? What's your own group?
It's just under my own name, and Daniel Marcus, and I do gigs around town every once in a while.
Yeah, we need to have you back in your own right.
Yeah, I'd love to come.
It hasn't been an oversight. It was deliberate.
We don't want
you. It was an oversight if we haven't done that. It gets tough to make sure we get as many folks on as we want.
Well, I'd love to come whenever you'd have me.
Celeste, have you thought about life after high school yet?
No, I haven't really.
It's way early in seventh grade at this point, but... You really have a beautiful voice.
Thank you.
If you're just joining us, Ben Shannon is here. He has a new album coming out in May, and also one album available now. BenShannonMusic.com is his website. What would you like to do next, Ben?
We're going to do a song that's going to be on the next album. It's called So Long Heaven. Mm-hmm. So long, heaven, I'm crossing over. Take these wide wings off of my shoulders and take this halo. It don't fit right where I'm going. I gotta travel light. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong, yeah. So long, heaven, and I'll be missing the angels singing all of those sweet songs. My ears are ringing, so take these white robes. I'll wear a t-shirt, some old blue jeans. I'm ready to hit the dirt. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong. Open up the gates, I'll let myself out. Anything is better than living on a cloud where everyone's a saint. You always gotta think out loud. And there's a strange way pulling me down now. A sunny acre on a southern hill. Apples in blossom, hear the whippoorwill now. And there's a small house under a big sky, and that's my family there. They're waiting on a new life. So long, heaven, it's been good to know you. I'm gonna start making my way home, going back down to where I belong. And I hope I make it back to see you, and that my life is long and strong, and you'll watch over me while I am gone. So long, heaven. Oh. So long, heaven. Oh. So long, heaven.
Ben Shannon, and that is the forthcoming, a song from the forthcoming album. And do you know who that is out there, Ben? It's somebody. Hello, nice to see you. We'll let you in if you want to come in around the side and actually be in the same space as the instruments, which is always kind of fun, and the people, too. That was a great song. And once again, the harmonies are just amazing. Between father and daughter here. There is a show for Ben and his group here, Ben Shannon and Dan and Celeste, at Club Cafe a week from today, 7 to 9, doors opening at 6. Sounds like we may have some people coming in to listen to you. Hi.
Hello.
Hi. You can, I'll pull out a place for you to sit as soon as these guys start, if you'd like. I didn't realize we didn't have any chairs out.
She loves music.
Hi. What's that? We love music.
She loves music.
Oh, here comes some chairs. Come on over here for a second. Just come on over to my microphone, if you'd like, just so I can hear you. What's your name?
This is Gia.
Hi, Gia. And what's your name?
Anna.
Are you sisters?
Mm-hmm.
How old are you guys?
Gia's 4 and I'm 7.
4 and 7. Where are you from?
Pittsburgh.
From Pittsburgh.
Yeah. Well, this moved a couple months
you just
ago.
Moved here. That's why they didn't say what neighborhood they were
yeah.
from. What neighborhood are you from?
We live in Oakmont.
Oakmont. That's fine.
Okay.
But if you're from this area, you got to say exactly where. So here we've got our next song. What's it going to be, Ben, do you think?
Well, this song is kind of an ode to Western Pennsylvania and this region. It's called Ghost Town, and it's about some of those river towns that sort of went by the wayside after the steel industry sort of moved east, I guess.
Far east, yeah.
So, okay.
Someone's coming home with some work boots on and a lunchbox in their hand. And someone is a-hearing that old rock and roll music like it's coming from a little tin can. And someone's picking food in a backyard garden with the wash out on the line, where the honeysuckle blooms and the buzzing bees loom in the town that used to live here. Yeah, the town used to live here. There was a way of living we could be living if we had a moment to share in the town that used to live here. Someone sits down and plays a piano with the door wide open to the night. And someone sits rocking in some rocking chairs, singing along in the pale moonlight. And someone is standing at the bottom of the stairs, listening with all of their mind to the song that keeps coming from the place that we've been running, the town that used to live here. Yeah, the town that used to live here. There was a way of living could be living if we had a moment to share in the town that used to live here. Whoa, no one is crying, that's just water that's trying to turn itself back into rain. And no one is lonesome, that's an old dog moaning and straining at the length of his chain. No one is broken, that's just empty bottles lying on the side in the rain. No one is feeling that empty old feeling in the town that used to live here. Is a story that some folks believe is coming true. It says of factories and schools, of fire holes and pools, are just a flash of light passing on through. It says we all will become comfortable and numb, forgive what we were put here to do. It says we'll plant a flag in a yard and turn our backs on the dream we're living up to in the town that used to live here. Living if we had a moment to share in the town that used to live there. Oh, there was a way of living we could be living if we had a moment to share in the town.
Well, I think you're gaining some new fans here with Gia and her sister and her mom here at the Saturday Light Brigade. Ben Shannon and Celeste Shannon and Dan Marcus playing together here Saturdays. You're sounding great, and I can't wait to hear the next album. Is it You three primarily, or did you bring some other musicians?
Well, it is quite a full band affair, and it's taken me a couple of years to sort of work on it, and it's a lot of work, and we're looking forward to sort of being ready for limited release in May. So I'm just as excited about that, actually.
Thank you.
Yeah, bye.
Bye-bye. It was nice to see you. And remember, you're from Oakmont.
Okay.
And Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
It's funny. If you're from Pittsburgh, it's always the neighborhood, right? If you're from here. Yeah, it's, I don't mean perfectionist in... maybe detailed is a better word. Intricate, maybe, mm-hmm. is a good word. I think you really just the songs you write and the way they're played are crafted pretty. So it has to be quite an effort to put together an album to sound the way you want it to. At least that's my perception.
Yeah, it's easy for things to get out of hand or get beyond where you wanted them. So you go in thinking you'll make a simple and direct album, and then it becomes, well, what about bass? What about drums? We should actually add a little bit of organ here. Why don't we call the pedal guy? How about we should get those backing vocals? Just a little bit of percussion here. And then next thing you know, you have like a 10-piece band album. And I'm just one that the glass is half full, you know? So I always am very grateful for anyone who'll help me play on my album. So I'm generally a yes kind of guy. But I plan on making an album that sounds kind of like what you're hearing now as my next album.
Good.
Just like an acoustic trio. With upright bass. Yeah.
One, it suits you well. And will it be you three at Club Cafe, or will you have some
musicians? There'll be upright bass and like a folk drum kit, just like a very basic percussion drums.
Excellent. If you're just tuning in, this is Ben Shannon playing. BenShannonMusic.com is how you can learn more about his music. We should have time, I think, for two more. We have about 9 minutes of radio time. Which should do it, I think.
Well, this one's off of my first album called Move On. And it's called, this song is titled Wanted. So. To find the one, I could not be with you. I was setting up for good, and you were passing through. And I don't have to linger to know each one of my scars. It's just a memory of forgiveness, and how soft we are, and how I loved you. I truly loved you for who I wanted you to be. I loved who I wanted you to be. And sorry about the year we lost, walking in our sleep. And sorry about my nickname tattooed on your cheek. And all of the rum and the whiskey I poured down the sink. And all the times after that I joined you for a drink. And how I loved you. I truly loved you for who I wanted you to be.
this love, the one we're with. And I guess you love me, you truly loved me for who you wanted me to be, and you loved who you wanted me to be.
Every song is just a winner today. Fine writer, Ben. I really a joy to listen to these songs. Again, you can catch Ben Shannon this coming Saturday night, the 18th. Doors open at 6. It's one of those shows that's my style. It starts at 7, gets me home before bedtime at 9 o'clock. I think that's a good choice.
And it's no smoking, too. So.
Oh, that's a nice.
You can breathe.
And that's it's the 50th anniversary of the Surgeon General's report today, the original report. So it's good that we're mentioning that. Yeah. It's at Club Cafe on the South Side, which is a week from today. BenShannonMusic.com is how you can learn about Ben's existing album and the one that should be out in the spring. And I'm just going to say a few thank yous and let you close this out. We want to thank our friends from A-plus schools, Ama Ababio, Senke Littlepool, and also Pam Littlepool for being with us today, and the cast of Gemini Theater for being with us. Also, thanks early this morning to our London-based actor and director of stock from Pittsburgh International Children's Theater, Adam Bampton Smith. And also early this morning, celebrating Stephen Foster. It was a pleasure to chat about the 150th anniversary of his death. We'll look for you again next week on the show that gets your weekend off to a good start, the Saturday Light Brigade. And Ben, how are you going to close out?
We had, Celeste had a shout out she wanted.
Oh, I'm sorry, Celeste. I always do shout outs. I almost forgot. Please.
I would like to give a shout out to my Uncle Louis, who's in Africa, serving for his country, and to my cousins Ruby and Olivia, and my Aunt Megan, and my cousins Arto, Rio, and Rex, my Uncle Bill and Leia, and Naraya and Cheryl. So.
Thanks, Celeste. I'm sorry I didn't give you a chance to do that. I should have remembered. Is there anything else you wanted to say that I maybe didn't give you a chance to?
Just thanks for having us on the show.
Yeah, you guys, I'm just, you sound amazing together.
Thank you.
So what are you going to close with?
We're going to close with a song called Without a Lie. There's a hole in the ocean where the water falls through into a machine that makes the sky turn blue, and it runs on coffee and cigarette high. What would I do without a lie? Everything is perfect in a package brand new, and its mother is a store located near you, and it's never been touched by children's hands. What I do without a lie? My country, 'tis so sweet, sugar-coated kisses of liberties, and it's of you that I sing. Where would I live without a light? There's a hole in the ocean where the water falls through, and it runs on promises given by you. Who would I love without a lie? Whoa.
Ben Shannon, BenShannonMusic.com. Join us again next week for the Saturday Light Brigade.